This I Believe. A.J.P. Taylor, an outstanding British historian, is the only Oxford don who can regularly pack a huge lecture hall at 9 o'clock on Saturday mornings. His independence and unpredictability make him a popular participant in a number of radio and television panels. He is equally at home discussing the Habsburg monarchy or the most recent political development. This is Professor Taylor's thoughtful creed.
There are those whose private beliefs are linked up with their active, their professional lives. As, say, a Christian priest practices Christianity as well as preaching it. I can't say that I'm in that happy position. I've one set of beliefs that I learnt as a historian, and another that I've carried along with me, from the beginning. As a historian, I don't believe in much except doubt. I doubt the historical evidence. I doubt men's motives. I expect even worse results from idealism than from selfishness. I'm not surprised in the human record by muddle and fraud, failure and misery. In fact, I find in world history a story redeemed from horror only by its folly. Practically the only men I admire are those who've tried to tell the truth about this story, and I try to imitate them. I have the historian's conscience, though I'm not always faithful to it. I'd tell the truth, though the heavens fall. But there is the other truth that I learnt from my Quaker school and my Quaker ancestors, a truth that, to my mind, has nothing to do with Christianity or revealed religion. It is the belief in what George Fox called that of God in every man. I don't believe that I'm better than my fellows, and what is more, I don't believe that anyone is better than his fellows. History teaches me the nonsense of Rousseau's view that man is naturally good. All the same, I'm ready to take a chance on it. Better that than the other way round. Nowadays, everyone in the Western world talks about liberty and about our way of life. I sometimes wonder whether they mean it seriously. We're inclined to expect that if people are really free, then they'll all agree with us. But there's not much point in tolerating people we agree with. I'm for tolerating the people I don't agree with. And for this there is, it seems to me, only one basis. To say of the other man, he's as good as I am. You can't have toleration without human equality. And that's why I hate oppression wherever I see it. I hate the oppression of non-communists in the communist world. I hate the persecution of people for their religious or political beliefs anywhere. I hate the oppression of the colored peoples in Kenya or South Africa or the United States. I can't reason about this. I'm sure that there are often good arguments for segregation or even for concentration camps. But the arguments don't affect me. I have a blind, if you like, irrational belief against it. Doesn't my history pull me up? Don't I ever say to myself, there's always been oppression, and for that matter, when the oppressed get on top, they usually turn out just as bad as their oppressors. No, I don't ever say these things. If history goes against human equality, so much the worse for history. Most history records the triumph of the tyrant and the persecutor. Certainly things could not have been worse if we'd tried freedom instead. So I'm for giving every man his head and letting him run his life as he likes. But of course, I want to be given my own head too, and I privately believe that it is a better head than most.
That was A.J.P. Taylor, a controversial British teacher who never hesitates to express his sincere and original ideas.